This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early spring. By this point in the year, my daybook of events in nature reveals many of the pieces of the fabric which forms early spring. On February 16, 1983, I noted that cardinals were singing at 7 o'clock sharp, something that could not have happened 2 weeks earlier. On February 16th in 1990, I wrote, "Some pussy willows in front of the house have emerged completely. Maple buds are swelling. Tulips are up 3 inches. Daffodils, 4 inches. Garlic, 4 to 6 inches. So many things pushing out." On that date in 2005, I noted that 2 sparrows were working on a nest in the birdhouse hanging on the side of the house. On February 17, 1983, I wrote, "First bee of the year seen today." On that date, 2 years later, the first fly of the year came out and was sitting on the snow. On February 18th in 1983, I saw the first peony stalks coming through the mulch. And on that day in 1984, I heard the first red-winged blackbird. Starlings were mating. The red quince at the northeast corner of the yard had 1 bud open. On the 18th in 1990, a few honeysuckle bushes had leafed out. The first rhubarb stalk was 4 inches long. On the 18th of February in 1999, purple crocus had opened in the front yard. On that day, 9 years later, I saw a worm crossing the sidewalk in the rain. On February 20th in 1983, the first new strawberry leaves came out. And in 1984, on the same day, the same thing happened. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early spring. In the meantime, keep gathering pieces of the year. When all the pieces you need are visible, then it really will be early spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.